Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Book Good to Great, which actually I'll link up in the show notes of this episode just in case you do want to read it. I think it's one of the more beneficial understandings of the entrepreneur game that I've read, who just really like looks at a whole bunch of research and talks about what makes some companies good and some companies great. And he said, it's very important to grasp that leadership is not just about humility and modesty. It is equally about ferocious resolve, an almost stoic determination to do whatever needs to be done to make the company great. In the self-development world, personal development world, whatever it is that we're all a part of here, the idea of grit is like, it's almost the low-hanging fruit, you know? It's like so easy to say, just go harder. And I have such a, well, if you've read my book, I have a whole chapter called Sage Advice for the Driven, where I talk about how there's a lot of shadows to that way of being in the world. Now, all of that's true, and I want to acknowledge that it is low-hanging fruit. And there's a lot of people, I think, that just make their livings not talking about nuanced human issues, but rather just saying, bash your head against the wall until the wall falls down. That's not necessarily my tactic. One, because I did that, and I realize that when you live that way, there's a lot of collateral damage. Like, you can get what you want, and I actually think that's possible in this life. Like, if you think about the kind of life you want and you just solely focus on that life, you can get it. But if your only tool is a hammer, there's so much collateral damage that it makes it not worth it, because you look around as a human and you'll find that you break your own heart based on what you've done. And that's kind of the path that I walked. And so I was hesitant to want to talk about grit. The other thing is, I'm sure some of you are familiar with the work of Angela Duckworth and her book called Grit. So my academic work is sort of focusing on the intersection of theology and psychology. Specifically, when I think about psychology, I've been learning about the world through personality. So I study the 5-factor model, and one of those models is conscientiousness. One thing that's interesting is when you're looking at the 5-factor model of personality, they talk about grit as an aspect of conscientiousness. And conscientiousness is just your ability to like work hard, to work tirelessly for its own sake, right? You think about a lot of the blue collar ideals in Western culture, they tend to really parade conscientiousness. And the reason being is because even despite low IQ, like if you have a high level of conscientiousness, of course you need humility and all the other things we're talking about. But if you have that get it done no matter what attitude, there's so far that you can go. And so one of the things that I would submit is worth doing, right, is thinking about what is it that you want to be in the world, right? What do you want to deliver? What is the value that you bring to people? What do you want people to think about when they say your name or your company's name or your product name? Like, what is the actual experience of interacting with you? And then now that that's your North Star, so to speak, that's your aim point for what you're doing in the world with your business. Now, unwavering resolve, grit, conscientiousness, all of those things that are sort of low-hanging fruit in the personal development world, they become tools, right? They become how you get there. The problem is they're gasoline, right? They will help you if you understand where the fire is. But if you just pour gasoline over everything because you don't know where the light is, you don't know where the fire is, you're going to burn yourself to the ground. First time I've used that analogy, I don't really know if it works, so just discard it if you don't know what I'm talking about. But the idea is this, that you create a vision for who you are in the world and what you bring to the world. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow, unique genius. So you figure out what that is, and then unwavering resolve, your commitment to the task at hand becomes in pursuit of your vision, right? It can't be the vision itself because it's just not good enough. Like as humans, we're just too nuanced and we're too complex, and like the experience of our lives matter too much, you know? And this is the thing, if you worship at the altar of hustle, one of the things that you'll notice is that there's no goal there. There's nowhere to get. You just want to amass more and do more and get more achievements and get more labels. And you have that emptiness inside of you. And if you ignore it, it'll just grow and grow and grow. Because what that emptiness is, what that dissonance is, when you look around your life and you say, there's got to be more than this, that's your soul trying to get in touch with your conscious mind and let you know that there is more than this and that you're not there, that this isn't the path. And so one of the problems is if, you know, unwavering resolve is your only mode of being in the world, what happens is you just grow the disparity between your soul and your conscious mind because you feel that dissonance, but we've all learned to get success in the world in some way. And so if you don't ever hit the brakes and you just continue to double down on what you've done and what you know and how you know you get success, that disparity will actually grow, right? And it gets pretty bad. That's how in 2008, after the economy kind of melted down on the back of the housing market, like people that went from having hundreds of millions to merely millions killed themselves, right? But you think, like in your life, if I had millions, that would be wonderful, right? And it's because you have to keep a better perspective of the game you're playing. And if unwavering resolve is your only gear, if it's your only tool, you'll find that it doesn't have much in plan for you. It doesn't have much in store for you. So as a business owner, right, you're the visionary. You're the one that creates the vision for what's happening. And I would say even as an employee, if you have that ability to author the experience of what happens when people engage with you and people engage with your product, then you'll find that you're irreplaceable. People cannot replace you because that experience, the actual experience of living your life and buying products and interacting with people matters so much more than, well, basically anything else, because that's how we judge whether we like something or not. And so you create the vision, create the experience, figure out what it is that you're doing in the world. And then you apply the ambition, right? Then you apply the grit, then you do the things and you burn the midnight oil and you spend yourself in pursuit of a worthy ideal, right? But spending yourself is not the worthy ideal in and of itself. Something else that's worth thinking about here, because I'm talking a little bit about this idea of growing up in a sort of blue collar type family and having this idea. And I don't think it's just blue collar. I think a lot of us in Western culture, because we do really enjoy growth in this culture and because growth feels so good, right? A lot of us have this idea of hard work as our North Star. And so it's worth thinking about the vision you want to create and then using that hard work in order to get there. And we can't even talk about hard work without talking about what it really is, which is sacrifice, right? Because if you are working hard towards something, then what you're not doing is out pursuing pleasure and out pursuing what other people are doing, right? If you're burning the midnight oil, other people are getting to sleep. So you're sacrificing sleep. And so we have to sacrifice something. Now, this is one of the concepts I like to talk a lot about in the Clarity Academy. And I've heard also from the Strong Coach and different people is the idea of untangling your service and your sacrifice. A lot of us have learned that if we sacrifice ourselves, that is noble in and of itself. And unfortunately, what happens sometimes is we sacrifice the best of who we are. And then what happens is we work ourselves to the bone and the world doesn't get the best of who we are because we've sacrificed it at the altar of hard work. And so it's worth journaling about, thinking about in your own life, what is it that is actually worth your sacrifice? Because one of the things that I believe is when you figure out how to become the absolute best version of who you are, that's a win-win scenario for everybody. It's a win-win for you because embodying the best of who you are creates a huge sense of meaning in your life. And at the same time, it's a huge win for everybody around you because they get the best of who you are. And so that's your clients, that's your boss, that's your business owners, that's your family, that's your clientele, that's everybody around you. And so what you have to make sure that you're not doing is carrying around a narrative that's not yours, right? And we've talked about that all week, but a lot of us are carrying around the narrative that in order to be of service to people, we have to sacrifice who we are. And that's just not true. You want to sacrifice, of course, because great things take sacrifice. But the person that thinks entrepreneurially becomes uniquely aware of what is worth their sacrifice. And they learn to release what is not that. That's been super helpful in my life anyway, just sort of untangling my own thoughts around service and sacrifice, and also realizing this grit that everybody loves, the hard work and hustle, that's an integral tool in your tool belt for a couple of reasons. One, because conscientiousness is broadly associated with success in almost every domain and area that we measure success, right? And so the ability to work hard is just something that everybody has access to. It's regardless of IQ, it's regardless of everything. And there's a reason, and also because growth feels so good. Now, at the same time, it's worth understanding that when growth is what you serve, it's the only thing that you do, so you're not serving the vision anymore, you're not serving the experience, you're not serving engagement with your clientele, right? When you're serving growth, well, now you're mimicking cancer, because that's what cancer does. It grows at all costs, even to the cost of the host, right? Even to the cost of the environment that makes its life possible. And I would submit that in Western culture, that's something we're doing to the earth, right? We're worshiping growth, right? Because if we have one down quarter, it's like all hell's breaking loose. Like, oh my God, are we recessing in the economy? Well, it's worth understanding that, you know, there's seasons for everything, and growth is great, and growth is how we feed our family, and growth is how we become better, and it's also how cancer kills the people we love in this world. So it's worth understanding that it's a tool, but it's definitely not the thing we serve. I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.